Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Dr. Jim here. Today I want to talk a little bit about Tim Russert and sudden cardiac death. About 1 million people a year die from heart attacks, and for a third of them, sudden death is the first symptom they have. So this is very common. I mean, I've heard reports talking about how you don't hear about this much, but let me tell you, this is still a very common disease. This represents more deaths than breast cancer, lung cancer, stroke, and HIV or AIDS all combined. So we're talking about 1 million heart attacks, about half of those will die, and about a third of those, or 300,000 a year, die immediately. The key for doctors is we're trying to identify who's at risk because, you know, it always looks bad for us when someone walks into the office, we tell them they're healthy, and they go home and have a heart attack. We know that a previous heart attack puts you at much higher risk. Also, history of having previous irregular heartbeat, the dangerous kind of irregular heartbeat like ventricular fibrillation or ventricular tachycardia, those put you at risk. People with AFib, which is very common, or SVT, which is another very common irregular heartbeat, you don't have to worry. That's not a risk factor for sudden death. Since heart attacks are definitely a bigger risk, let's talk about controlling those risk factors. We know that family history is one of the biggest things, family history of a heart attack before age 55, but you can't control that. So let's focus on the things you can control. Healthy diet, exercise, definitely quitting smoking if you're a smoker. You want to work with your doctor on controlling diabetes and high blood pressure as well as high cholesterol. So we hear about Tim Russert. He was supposedly exercising, although, you know, you look at the body shape on TV and not to be rude, but, you know, he did have some extra pounds on him. So you got to wonder, was he exercising effectively? And was he controlling his diet effectively? Reports say that he performed well on a stress test 2 months ago. And, you know, that's not uncommon. The problem is you can do well on a stress test if you have a small plaque in your artery. It's when that plaque ruptures that suddenly you have a problem. So let's talk about the process of a heart attack. What happens is you have a plaque in your artery. A plaque is a buildup of fatty material in the wall of the artery in your heart that supplies your heart with oxygen. Those fatty deposits can become inflamed and irritated, and then they rupture. And when they rupture, your body thinks there's a hole in the artery. So it's trying to patch the hole with a blood clot, but that blood clot ends up filling the whole artery and blocking blood flow. Now, this is where prevention like statins come in, because those will stabilize these plaques. They reduce the inflammation. And actually, so does fish oil. Aspirin prevents the clot from getting bigger and forming to a great extent. So we're trying to reduce the clot after the rupture of the plaque. So you've got a ruptured plaque in your artery. You've got a blood clot now that's formed and blocked the artery. So there's an area of the heart not getting oxygen. And that area of the heart starts beating irregularly. That can affect the other parts of the heart because the electricity from that irregular heartbeat extends across the heart and starts an irregular heart beating process. The most common ones that result in death are called VFib or VTAC. And those are uncoordinated beating of the heart we call fibrillation. Now, that's going to stay that way until an external force comes in and stops or re-coordinates the beating of the heart. That's called defibrillation. Now, here's where those automatic external defibrillators come in. If you can get one of those, within 3 minutes, survival goes up to about 50%. But the problem is, with most even urban settings or suburban settings, the average response time is about 6 or 7 minutes for an ambulance to get to your house. So if you don't have an external defibrillator handy, then you're just not going to be able to survive this type of a heart attack. In the case of Tim Russert, that is one of the questions we don't know. Was there an automatic external defibrillator close by and available? Because definitely it sounds like from his cause of death that he could have potentially had a much better chance of survival with an automatic defibrillator nearby. So the bottom line, try and control your risk factors. You know, eat right, exercise. If you're a smoker, quit smoking right now. Especially if you have a family history, then you have more motivation because you've probably watched other people in your family have heart attacks and you don't want to go down that same road. That's it for today. Got to run. Be sure to check back often for updates to the podcast. You can get automatic updates by clicking in the upper right-hand corner on the iTunes button. Until next time, take care. Today's show is sponsored by Aveeno Baby. Aveeno Baby offers a complete line of baby skincare products to cleanse and moisturize baby's delicate skin. Aveeno Baby products are specially formulated with natural oat to provide daily care for baby's skin and to soothe and relieve dry skin. Aveeno Baby and Health Buzz, a perfect combination for your baby.